Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. I'll come back to our amazing Pirkei Avos Kas Chabura. The reason I say amazing is because B'li Ayin Hara K'nei Ayin Hara, the Chizuk of Torah and Arbat Tzitzot Torah emanates from this COVID-created shiur that is Zoom and it reaches different states. And it's just a big chizuk for me, and I hope it's a big chizuk for all of you who participate as well. We have two sponsors tonight's shiur. I will say them in the order in which I receive them. I thank my friend Toby Kindler very much, who is sponsoring the shiur L'Zecher Nishmas, her mother, Yurtzeit 14 Kislev. May the neshama of Brian Delea Bas Aharon, Meron Analia neshama, and the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. Toby, we've been learning together a little while. We first met in the Queen's Monday Night Parsha class. And Baruch Hashem, it's a schus and an honor to dedicate this shiur L'Zecher Nishmas, your mother. The other dedication came sort of at the last minute. And we wish a speedy Refuah Shalema Bekarov to Shlomo ben Sara Dina, who should have a complete refuah. And this is sponsored by both of his grandmothers, who are members of this chabura, Gail Hoffman and Shana Adler. They are both members of our shir, and they are Shlomo's grandmothers. So he should have arichos yamim v'shanim. He should bring nachas to the whole family, only in good health to enjoy. I will continue to daven for him, and look forward to sharing only besoros tovos with both of his grandmothers and the whole family. So let us begin. I'm just going to go straight to my handout, actually, that I prepared. Okay, here we go. Okay, so let me ask you off the bat. Can you see it says Avos 2:18 on my screen? Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Yod Ches. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, by the way, this is the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hevei Zahir B'Kriya Shema V'Tvia. Now you could see that that's bolded, so that's going to be what Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter calls the point of departure for the Shir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hevei Zahir B'Kriya Shema U'Batvila. You should be careful, you should be on guard, okay, Zahir, in the Kriya Shema and in Tefillah. Ukasha Atamis Pala, but we're really only going to be talking about the first half of the Mishnah. However, the end of the Mishnah is Ukasha Atamis Pala. And when you daven, Al Tas Tfilas Chakeva. Do not make your learning set routine by habit or rote. Sometimes you should feel happier. Sometimes you should feel more indebted. Sometimes you should feel more thankful. Sometimes you should feel more needy. Sometimes elevated. Sometimes downtrodden. If your tefillah is always the same, it's totally static, and all you're doing is saying the words from the prayer, that's keva. You're not putting yourself into your prayers. It should be full of mercy and supplication before the Almighty. Like the pasuk says in Yoel, Kichanun v'racham hu, Hashem is merciful and compassionate, arachapayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara. He is slow to anger and abundant of kindness, and he reconsiders regarding doing bad. V'alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha, and do not be a wicked person before yourself, which is also very important, because if someone sees themselves as wicked, then you think Hashem doesn't want to hear from you. Why should Hashem want to hear from me if I'm a rasha? So there's a lot to talk about in this Mishnah, but our point of departure is Hevei Zahir B'Kriya Shema U'Batfila. You should be on guard, specifically with Kriya Shema and Tfila. I know I forgot to welcome my mother-in-law. I remembered in the middle of the Mishnah, so welcome, Ima. We're not matching tonight. Oy, okay. We spoke earlier about welcome back to our Shira, and we're always glad to have you join us. So let's look at the Bar Tanura. What does the Bar Tanura have to say? Hey, ve'zahir b'kriya shema. You should be on guard when it comes to the kriya shema. Likroso be'onoso. What does it mean? To read the kriya shema in its time. So there is, now I am not a halachic authority, and I make sure to stress that all the time, but there's a zman kriya shema. Like some Shabbos morning, if a minyan starts very late, it will say the zman kriya shema. It's before that time that a person is obligated to say the kriya shema. Likroso be'onoso. So you have to read it in the proper ona. You have to read the Kriya Shema in the proper time. Like, you know, you can't wake up 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours later and say, oh, wow, now I'm going to fulfill my obligation of saying the Kriya Shema. It's too late. You missed the boat. V'chein b'tfila. And so to with tfila. Lihit palo kol tfila tfila bo'naso. Tfila has to be daven in the proper time. So you can't say 2:30 in the afternoon, I was so busy, now I'm going to daven shachris. You missed this man. And you can't also come at 11 o'clock and say, now I'm going to daven shachris. You missed the time. So hey, v'zahir, according to the Bar Tanura, but Kriya Shema, uba tf tefillah means it has to be done in the proper time. There's a zman kriya shema, there's a zman of tefillah, and I don't even think you need a rabbi anymore to tell you what those times are. You could probably go online and find the time of kriya shema and the time of tefillah. So that's according to the Bar Tanura. Tosfos Yom Tov and Rabbeinu Yonah. Interestingly, the lashon might not be exactly the same, but it's very similar. Someone is preparing the shir that the comments of the Tosfos Yom Tov to the Mishnah are almost the exact same as Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, but kriya shema b'tefillah, you should be on guard when it comes to kriya shema and the tefillah. So why? The fishahim kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. Why are they so important? Why does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say you have to be specifically on guard? Make sure it's in the exact right time. You have to be very careful. Why? Because Kriya Shema and Tefillah represent the accepting of the yoke of heaven, the yoke of the kingdom, I should say, of heaven upon yourself. And this is service of God. So when it comes to accepting the yoke of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ol Malchus Shemayim, you have to be very careful with this avoda. Lefichach Hizhir Aleim Yosir. And that's why we are warned. We're warned more about these inyanim. Ubemedra Shmuel Kasav, Rabbeinu Yonah Garas, Hevezahir Bekriya. So in the Girsa of Rabbeinu Yonah, it's written down in the Medra Shmuel, Hevezahir Bekriya Shema Yoser Mibatfila. You have to be even more careful, even more on guard when it comes to the Kriya Shema, even more than the Tefila. Upeirush Hatam, what's the reason for this? Kizman HaTfilahu Rachav Ad Arba Shaos, Uzman Kriya Shema Katsar. So if you've ever paid attention, like on a Shabbos morning, if your men daven at a very late minyan, it'll say the Zman Kriya Shema is X, and the Zman Tefillah is later. The Zman Tefillah is always later. So the Mishnah is telling you, according to Tosfos Yom Tov, and it's echoed by Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to be even more careful. That's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai puts Kriya Shema before Tefillah. Look at the Mishnah again. Hey, Vizahir b'Kriya Shema uba Tefillah. You need to be even more careful about Kriya Shema because there's a shorter zman, there's shorter hours in the morning with which you can fulfill your obligation of reciting the Kriya Shema, and you have a longer stretch of time to fulfill the obligation of zman Tefillah, which is why Kriya Shema is put first. Hey, Vizahir b'Kriya Shema yoser b'imba Tefillah. Uperish Hatam, oh, I already read this to you, because you have a further amount of time for the Zman Tefillah and a shorter amount of time for Zman Tefillah Shema. Vizeu Lashon Heve Zahir. And this is the Lashon of to be Zahir. Kitsarich Zahirus Gedola. Because you need to be really careful. You need to be on guard very much not to miss the Zman. If there's a Zman, there's a Zman, and you have to make sure to meet it by the Zman. So that's the Mishnah. We have to be very careful when it comes to the Kriya Shema. We already saw, because this is the essence of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and therefore you have to make sure that you have the proper kavana. You have to fill it in its ona, in its proper time. And then finally we learn that the reason that Kriya Shema comes before the Zman Tefillah is because by Kriya Shema you have a shorter amount of time from daybreak, whereas by Zman Tefillah you have a longer amount of time. So now I want to go to the passage that is recited when we say the Kriya Shema, because we are just taught to have a Zarba Kriya Shema. So now I'm going to a different screen share that I also prepared for you. 1 second. But it's not coming up here, so let me just one moment find it for you. Okay, let me try again. Now it should come up. I try and make sure I'm pretty proficient at Zoom by this time. Oh, here it is. Okay, so now could you see that I went to Devarim Perek Vav? Yes, thank you very much. So we have learned some of the halachos related to the Kriya Shema, why we have to be Zahir, and hashkafically also, because it's a Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, it requires this extra degree of Zahirus and Kavana. So what is it that we say when we recite the Kriya Shema? So I put you up here because I also want to show you Rashi. So, V'ahavta, so we are in Sefer Devarim, Perek Vav, beginning with, actually, let's begin with Pasuk Dalet. Okay, beginning with Pasuk Dalet. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hero Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. Now, obviously, we all know, I shouldn't say that, I shouldn't say obvious. Most of us know these words off by heart. You should love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your ma'od, which I purposely do not translate because we have to look at Rashi. And these words which I command you today, Rashi said it should always be new. It should be like it was just commanded today. Upon your heart. Rashi says, Elu ha-talmidim, shal-talmidim karuei banim, v'harav karuei av. So you should should teach your children, which means your students, v'dibartabam, you should speak about them, meaning the precepts, the mitzvos, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you sit in the house, u'v'lachtecha v'aderech, when you go on the way, u'b'shach b'chav kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up. Now we have the mitzvah of tefillin next, u'ksharetam los al yadecha, that's tefillin shal yad, v'hayu l'totofos b'ineinecha, that's tefillin shal rosh, u'chsavtam al mezuzos b'seichel v'sharecha, and finally we have the mitzvah of mezuzah. For those of you who learned with me this morning, we already spoke up today about v'ahavtas Hashem elkecha b'chol nafshecha. So now we're going to talk about b'chol me'odecha. Okay, so we need one more shir today to talk about b'chol vavcha. I'm just joking. After this, I'm going to prepare for tomorrow morning. Not one more shir today. But v'ahavtas Hashem elkecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. So what happened to Rashi? Let's look at Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what does it mean, v'ahavta? We spoke about this morning. You should fulfill God's words out of love. You can't compare someone who fills Hashem's words out of love to someone who fills God's word out of fear. Because if one acts only out of fear, when the work gets too hard, they're going to run away. But if you act out of love, even if the relationship is difficult, but if you really love the other being, you're not going to want to wait for the relationship. You're going to want to make it work, even though it's hard for you. So too, kaviyachol, vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you have a havas Hashem, you're not going to run away from God when life gets tough. B'chol avavcha, what does it mean to serve God with all of your heart? B'shnei yitzarecha, with your two yetzers. That means your yetzer hatov and your yetzer hara. You have to serve God with both. Furthermore, davar acha, b'chol avavcha, with all your heart. Another interpretation, shelo yelibcha chaluk al makom, your heart should not be divided over God. I have kashus on you, I have tainus on you, I don't know what you're doing. Yes, I believe, no, I don't believe. My heart's really divided. It's not whole, it's not shalem with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a divided heart. So to love God with all your heart means, number one, with your two inclinations. That's why it's a double base. It doesn't say b'chol libcha, which is what you might think it would say. It says b'chol levavecha. One base is your yetzer tov, and one base is your yetzer hara. You got to channel both inclinations to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'chol levavcha. Oh, that's what I just said. B'shnei yitziracha, or shlo yilibcha chaluk ala makom. Your heart can't be divided over God. What's b'chol nafshecha? Afilu hu notal es nafshecha. Even if he takes your life, like the great Rabbi Akiva, Maseches Brachos Samech Aleph Beis, you must love Hashem. What's b'chol me'odecha? So I don't translate it, because what is b'chol me'odecha? So the first pshat of Rashi is b'chol mamoncha, with all of your resources, with all of your monetary value, with all of your money. Yesh lecha adam shamamono chaviv alav megufo. You have some people who care about money more than they care about their own body. L'kach ne'emar b'chol me'odecha. So it says you should serve God with all your ma'od. You should serve Hashem with your resources. So that includes buying kosher food. It's more expensive than not kosher food. I was just in another store today, a local store. Another store signed by the register due to the quickly rising costs in supplies and food. We are forced to raise our prices starting November 22nd, 2021 on these and these foods that we carry in the store. I saw the ad by Mahajan also that came out. The notice by Mahajan, costs are going up. So b'chol me'odecha means that you have to use your mind to buy kosher food, and you have to send your children to yeshiva even though it's prohibitively expensive, and you have to buy a lulav, and you have to buy matzah. B'chol Ma moncha means to use your material wealth in the service of God. I don't use it for my own self to fulfill my own need. I use it to fulfill mitzvos. U'b'chol me'odecha, different pshat of Rashi, davar achar, b'chol mido u'mida shemode decha, which each and every measure that God gives you. What does that mean? Sometimes life gives you a bed of roses, and sometimes it doesn't give you a bed of roses. Bein b'mida tova, bein b'mida peranus, whether Hashem gives you a good measure, or he gives you a measure of puranus, travail, affliction. You have to serve him with both. V'chein David Omer, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim. On the one hand, kos yeshuos esau, v'shem Hashem ekra, I will lift the cup of salvation. When things are good for me, I will call out in the name of Hashem. And on the other hand, tsar v'yogon emtsa, when I find sorrows in my life, and sighing, and difficulty, and pain, and bewilderment, also v'shem Hashem ekra. So when does a Jew turn to God? At all times in life, bein b'mida tova, ben b'mida puranus. That is b'chol mida u'mida shemo de decha, with each and every measure that he gives you. So this is the Kriya Shema. We already saw that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says you have to be very zahir. Why? Because it has to be read be'onasa in the right time. You have to be more zahir, we learn, based on the commentaries to the Mishnah in Kriya Shema than in the Tefillah, because Zman Kriya Shema is a shorter window during your day than Zman Tefillah is. Furthermore, we learned why do you have to be so zahir? Because these verses are the acceptance of the All Malchu Shemayim, the sovereignty of God, the reign and the kingdom and the dominion of God upon myself each and every single day. And therefore, you have to be very zahir to have the proper kavana, the proper intention, not just to say the words, but to think of what they mean, to think of the interpretation, to think of the fact that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is Echad, and I accept the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam upon myself. And this is very important. So one more time, let's quickly go through the Rashis. Why is it on Perek Vav Pasuk Hey? Why Ve'ahavta? You can't compare someone who serves his master out of love to someone who serves him out of fear. I'm recapping. What's B'chol Levavcha? One of two interpretations, either with your two inclinations or your heart should not be divided over God. What's B'chol Nafshecha? Even if he takes your soul. And finally, what's B'chol Me'odacha? B'chol Me'odacha is with all of your resources, with all of your monetary wealth. You have some people, Nabuch says Rashi, they love their money more than they love their life. So you have to make sure to channel your material possessions in the service of God. We gave some examples. There are many more. Or the last pshat of Rashi, b'chol mida u'mida shemodeh decha. Whether he gives you a good measure, mida means measure, okay? Life's going great and everything is easy. You have to serve Hashem. Don't forget about him when it's too good. Kos yishuas esa. Sometimes when life is so good, people, rechman son, forget about Hashem. Uvashem Hashem ekra. And when life gives you difficulties, b'im b'mida puranus, tsara v'yogon emtsa, I have sorrows and sighing and difficulty. Also, v'shem Hashem Ekra. I will call out in the name of Hashem. Okay, are we good so far? We began in the Mishnah. We saw the Bar Tanura and the Tosfos Yom Tov and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Mishnah itself. And then we actually went to the Pesukim that detail this Kabbalas O Malchu Shemayim, the Pesukim of the Kriya Shema that we have to say in the proper time. Putting all that aside for a few moments, now we're going to go into this week's Parsha. Okay, whoops, I need to move you here so I could switch screens. See, prepared on my screen. Could you see I just went to Bereishis Perek Lamed Beis? Yes, okay, very good. So here we go. That's this week's parsha. So we're not forgetting that. We're just putting it aside, the whole beginning of Shir, for a few minutes. And now we're going to look into Parshas Vayishlach. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. After 20 years at the home of Lavan HaRasha, Yaakov is coming back, and he thinks Esav might still want to kill him, and he prepares for war. He splits up his family into two camps, so there should be a She'eris HaPleita. He sends 550 animals to Esav HaRasha, and he also davens to Hashem. The night before the historic confrontation, he is locked in mortal combat with an angel on the river Yabok. Okay. And then subsequently meets Esav and everything's great, hugging, kissing. Esav doesn't want to kill him. Everyone's best brothers again. Perek Lamed Dalet is the rape, the kidnapping and the rape of Dinah. Perek Lamed Hey, he finally comes back, but now Binyamin's born and Rachel dies. And Perek Lamed Vav is the family of Esav. Okay, we're going to talk specifically about one nekuda in the fight of Esav with the Malach. Okay. This is the night before the meeting with Esav. Vayakom belailahu, he got up that night. Vayikach eshtei nashav, he took his two wives, that means Leah and Rachel. Ve'eshtei shivchosav, and that means Zilpah and Bilhah respectively. Ve'asacharasar yiladav, where was Dina? He hid her in a box, so Esav shouldn't see her. Vayavar esma avar yabok, he crosses the Yabok ford. Vayikachem, he takes them. Vayavirem es hanachal, he crosses over the river. Vayavir et asherlo, he crosses over that which is his. We're going to talk about this. Vayivasar Yaakov Levado. He is all of a sudden left all alone. Why is he left all alone? Vaye avek ish imo at avos hashachar, and a man wrestles with him from the word avak, dust. They kick up dust, says Rashi, up to the kisei akava kaviyachal with their feet. They're fighting the whole night. Interestingly, at avos hashachar. What's by avos hashachar? What's by neitzachama? Time to say the kriya shema. Vayarki lo yachalo, and the angel sees he cannot win this battle, but he manages to injure Yaakov in what, according to Ashkenazic tradition, according to the Ayu Halacha Yomis, because I don't know anything about the anatomy of the animal, but the Ayu Rabbanim bring down that this means, Ashkenazic tradition, this is the sciatic nerve. That is the sciatic nerve, which is forbidden to oraisa. Vayarkilo yachalo, the femoral nerve is then forbidden derabanan. And furthermore, some of the shuman, the fat in the surrounding area of the animal, even though usually shuman is kosher, is usher when it surrounds the gidhanesha. So that the angel sees he can't win, and he strikes bekaf yerecho, and he strikes the ball of the thigh bone, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beavko imo, and now the ball of his thigh bone has just become dislocated as the angel wrestles with him, and the angel says, you think you have to say Kriya Shema? I also have to go daven up there. Shacheni ki Allah shachar, they both have to leave. One has to go say this man Kriya Shema, and the other has to go sing Shirat Hashem. It's my turn. From the day the world was created, I never had time to sing Shira. It was my turn. I have to go. Yaakov says, wait a minute. I'm not sending you till you give me a bracha. What's your name? Yaakov. You're not going to be Yaakov anymore. You're going to be Yisrael. You have striven or wrestled with God and with men. You have overcome. Yaakov says, what's your name? He says, what do you need to know my name for? And he gives him his blessing. Yaakov calls it Penuel. Yaakov is limping. Why is Yaakov all alone? Let's go to Rashi. Why is Yaakov all alone? By Yivasar Yaakov Levado. Yaakov is left alone. Remember, he moved all his family over the river Yabok, excuse me, and now he ends up on the other side all alone. Why is he all alone? So look at Rashi here. Shachach pakim kitanim v'chazar aleihim. Rashi's quoting the Gemara in Chulin, like you could see. He forgot some little vessels, some little jugs, and he returned for them. So he takes his whole family across the river Yabok, and then he says, wait a minute, I got to go back to the other side of the river. I forgot something. And while he's there on the other side of the river to retrieve what he forgot, what happens? This man, which is the Sarashal Esav, encounters him, and they're locked in mortal combat the whole night. Shachach Pakim Kitanim V'Chazar Aleihem. So I was learning Tuesday night with a very small group, five young women who are recent Chozrot B'Teshuvah. And so I said, does anyone know why Yaakov went across the river? So one of the young ladies says, we learned in Neve, he went back for Tupperwares. So I said, I never heard it said like that, but okay, he went back talking for some few small containers. Maybe it was the Tzedel Aderech. What is in these containers that he's going back for? Look carefully at the Lashon of Rashi before I start my screen share here, okay? Shachach pakim kitanim v'chazar aleihim. Okay, and then he's injured. So now we started in the Mishnah. Then we went to Sefer Devarim and we looked at the text of the Kriya Shema with Rashi. Then we went to Parshas Vayishtach and we looked at Yaakov's journey across the river Yabok for these small little vessels, or like they learned in Neve, for Tupperwares. Now we're going to do one more thing. I'm going back to a different screen share. Everyone's with me. I know it's the end of a long week. And you really need your thinking caps because we're putting a lot of pieces together tonight. So bear with me, or stay with me, or stay tuned. You should be excited. Here we go. Now we go back to my screen. Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Could you see my screen? Okay, very good. Ma'i Chanukah. Okay, public service announcement. A week from Sunday night, Be'ezor Hashem, is the first lecht. What is Chanukah? Ditanu Rabbanan. B'chaf hei b'kislev. Okay, when does Chanukah start? Chanu chaf hei. They rested on the 25th. On the 25th of Kislev, Yomei de Chanukah. That's when Chanukah begins. Tamnya, Einun delo lemes beid behon, v'delo lehisanes behon. So during these days, the rabbis teach, you're not allowed to give a hesped during the days of Chanukah, even though it doesn't have the status of a Yom Tov, like Shavuos is one of the Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah is a Moed, so Chanukah is a Yontif Derabanan, not a Yontif Deraisa, but because of the status of the Yom Tov Derabanan, we are not allowed to give hespedim during this time. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. And now the Gemara tells us we're in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, a little bit of the story of Chanukah. Kishenichnisu Yevanim Lehechal, when the Yevanim entered the Heichal, Tamu Kol Hashmanim, they defiled all the oils Shebehechal that were in the sanctuary. Kishagavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai, and when the house of the Chashmonaim, that means the Jewish warriors, the Kohanim, the family of the Chashmanim, when they won, Kishagavra, they were Gibor, and they won this battle, Vinatzchum, and they were victorious. Badku, they checked, Vilomatsu alapach echad shel shemen, shahayamunach b'chos Moshe Kohen Gadol. They found one little flask of oil, only one. They need to light the menorah every night. Only one in the base Mishkan slash base Hamikdash. The menorah was lit every single night, not 8 nights a year. And they only find one flask of pure olive oil with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, so they know it's kosher. V'lo hayabo ela lahad l'gyom echad. There was only enough oil to light for one night. Nasa bones, a miracle was made. V'hiliku mimenu shmonu yamim. Wow, amazing! This one flask of oil, enough for one night, burned for 8 nights. L'shana acheres. Next year, what did the rabbi say? I think we should have a yontif. Kavum v'asum yamim tovim b'halo v'hoda'a. The next year, they established and made these days of yamim tovim, with halal and with hoda'a, with praise and with thanks. Tanu rabbanim. Okay, this is where we define what is the mitzvah of Chanukah. But I'm already starting to run out of time. I cannot believe what time it is. Just setting up the whole shiur is taking so long. This is all the introduction. Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah ner ish uveso. So the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah is a man lights one lamp every night for his household. V'hamehadrin ner l'chol echad ve'echad. V'hamehadrin min hamehadrin beis shamay or mim yamishon. I don't really want to do this. Just because of time. This is telling you the most basic level of candlelighting, the more elevated level of candlelighting, how does Beis Shammai Paskin, and how does Beis Hillel Paskin. Okay, fine, but I'm not getting into that now because we don't have time. For purposes of tonight's shiur, we don't have time. Okay, I'm now going to a piece of Divrei Torah from Shira Smiles. I'm sure everybody knows of Shira Smiles. She is a world-renowned, quite brilliant mechaneches. Here we go. I'm going to start to put everything together. Zar b'kriya shema b'tefila. We saw the commentary to the Mishnah about why we have to be zar b'kriya shema. We went to Sefer Devarim and we saw the Pesukim of the Kriya Shema. We specifically focused on Bechol Me'odecha, Va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha Bechol Me'odecha. You should love the Lord your God with all your money. You have someone who loves themselves, money more than themselves. Channel your money to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And b'chol mido mida shemodei decha, ben mida tova, ben mida peranus. Then we left the Shema to go to this week's Parsha Vayishlach to tell a little bit of the story of Yaakov. And then we went to the Gemara Masechah Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Now let's put this all together. The first time we hear small jugs of oil is when Yaakov Avinu is left alone after having transported his family to the other side of the Yabuk River. Rashi tells us he went to retrieve some small jugs, which are identified as small jugs of oil that he had inadvertently forgotten. Why was he going back for some small jugs of oil? What is the lesson? Why did he bother going back? Yaakov recognized that oil, something very material, it represents materiality, it represents wealth, is important when we use them to serve a higher spiritual purpose. Everything in this world, it's not inherently bad or inherently good. Everything is neutral. What do you use it for? For example, wine. It's neutral. Hashem made it. You could either use it for the Arba Kosos on the El Seder, or for Kiddush on Friday night, which is Doraisa, and then it has the status of Kedusha and Avodas Hashem. Or, Rachman Tzan, a person could drink 5 bottles of wine a day, and he could be a Nava B'shus HaTorah and become very sick and an alcoholic. The most extreme example to illustrate my point is marital relations. It's neutral. If it is with a person's spouse in the right time, when she is tahar, and it's to fulfill the mitzvah not only of puravu, but pleasure between the couple and making them closer, it's a mitzvah. It's kadosh. Marriage is called kedushin. If it's with the wrong person in the right time, or with the right person in the wrong time, it's an avera. Nothing is bad. Speech could be wonderful if you're saying divrei Torah and compliments. And speech could be crass and nivopan and avera if you're saying lashon hara and swear words. Everything is neutral. Everything has potential to be good, how you use it. And Rachman and Santa not be good, how you use it. So Yaakov forgot something neutral, oil. Small little jugs. Now the kasha is, what is the purpose of everything I have in my life? If the purpose is to elevate all of my gashmias to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then I make it ruchnia, so it's wonderful. If the purpose is that the gashmis is an end unto itself, then I'm not serving God. If the gashmis is a means to achieve ruchnias, then I'm serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. This oil that he went back for, writes Rabbi David Hofstadter, who is the Nasi of Dirshu, in his Darosh David, was the oil that Yaakov would then use to anoint the Matzeva when he makes it back to Beis El, okay? Paraklamet Hay, when he makes it back to Canaan, he does an anointing. It also happens in Parak Chavches, after his famous dream. He pours oil on the rock, and that rock, and that place is Beis El, which is the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. So this oil is now going to be used for Kedusha. This oil is used to anoint the Makom HaMikdash. The Megala Amukos writes that this jug of oil that he went back for is the same jug that the Chashmonaim found in the temple many years later. So to make this easy, I'm going to put this on the chat. I'm going to put Rashi on the chat. Not really. And I would really be a talented person. Rashi tells us, Vayivasar Yaakov Levado, look at the chat, please, or just listen to me. Shachach Pakim Kitanim V'chazar Aleihem. Now I'm going to put the text of the Gemara Shabbos. And you will see that the Gemara uses the same Lashon to describe what was found by the Maccabim as the jugs of Yaakov. Look carefully. Vayivasar Yaakov. Look on the chat. I made it easy for you. Vayishlach. Shachach Pakim Kitanim V'chazar Aleihem. He forgot Pakim Kitanim. That's the plural. What's the singular of Pakim? Pei Chaf Sofis. The Maccabim, the Chashmonim, Badku Velo Matsu Ela Pach Echad Shal Shemben. He went back for the plural of Pach Echad. So he went back. So this is the proof that the sources understand that he was going back for jugs of oil. He was going back for Pach Shemen. And millennia later, centuries later, the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim, the family of Chashmonaim, entered the temple, and they found that Pach Shemen that was first found by Yaakov Avinu. That's the Megala Mukos, who says that his Pach Shemen was the Pach Shemen found by the Makabim, the Chashmonaim, in the temple so many years later. In fact, notes Rabbi Eisenberger in Mesilo Bilvavam, this is all from Shira Smiles, this dichotomy of purpose was the crux of the battle between Yaakov and Esav. Esav is purely Gashmias. He is an Ish Sada and Ish Yodei Tzayir. The food serves a purpose because it is the end. He vayochal, vayesh, vayakam, vayelech. Last pasuk in Parachav Hei. He eats, he drinks for the purpose of eating and drinking. He even says, Lama zeli b'chora, v'ini anochi holech lembus. What do I need the rights to avodas Hashem for? Yaakov sees food and materiality as a means to serve God. Esav sees food and materiality as a means unto the end. That's it. It's in itself. The end is to eat, to drink, to be a glutton, to enjoy in this world. But Yaakov and the Bnei Yisrael much see all of our material possessions as a means to serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Shira Smile says, Yaakov forgot, look at the first word of Rashi, look on your chat, Shachach. Yaakov forgot these vessels. That is the influence of Yavan, who wants to bring Choshech into the world. Shachach, scramble the letters. What does it spell? Choshech. It's interesting that the battle of Yaakov happened at the time of Choshech. So Yaakov Avinu Shachach, his Pach Shemen, the Yavanim and the Syrian Greeks and the Hellenists wanted to bring Choshech into the world. How are they going to bring Choshech into the world? So this allusion, the fact that he Shachach, is already an allusion to the power of Yavan, who wants to bring us into Choshech. How do they bring us into Choshech? By making us Shachach as Hashem and Torah Mitzvos. If you forget Hashem and Torah Mitzvos, if you are a person of Lishkoach et HaTorah Chas V'Sham, you're already going to be in the Choshech. If you forget Torah, you're in Choshech. That's exactly what the Yavanim wanted us to do. Like Yaakov, who forgot, they don't want us to go back. Forget it, leave it on the other side. That's for the Al Tahaim. That's for the old people. That's for the previous generation. We're new, we're advanced, we're the Yavanim. Take on our culture. As soon as you are one who is a Baal Shechicha, you forget, Shachach, you immediately fall into the pit of Choshech, darkness, which is what the Yavanim wanted us to do. Esav wanted Yaakov and his family to forget, to extinguish the light of Torah. When we talk about Esav, by the way, we're not only talking about the Sar Shel Esav on the river Yabok. We are in Galus Edom. We're in Galus Esav. It's a very dark Galus, and they want us lishkoach, to forget, and then we will end up in Choshech. The angel injured Yaakov on the calf. Yerecho, wait, I have to put that on the chat also, so it'll be easier for you. Next pasuk tells us, here we go, ready? Look on the chat, just so you see the words. I'm using it sort of like a blackboard, okay? Vayarki lo chayel v'yiga b'kaf, Yerecho. So he struck the ball of the thigh bone, the socket of the thigh bone, kaf, is chaf pei. If you switch the letters around, what does it spell? Pei chaf sofis, pach. It's the pach shemen, she says. He was struck in the socket of the thigh bone, the ball of, I'm not exactly sure anatomically you say, okay? In the thigh, by the sciatic nerve, he was struck. So it's the calf that was struck to profane the oil of the pach. It's chaf pei. Pei chaf is the pach shemen. So what was Esav trying to do in injuring Yaakov in a place that's called the calf? He's showing that he's trying to profane the oil that resides in the pach shemen. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And I just found this incredible because you know how much I am fascinated by Lashon HaKodesh and all the secrets hidden in the letters and the words of Lashon HaKodesh. He was Shachach. That's the influence of the Yevanim who want us to take us into Choshech. And it's not just the Yevanim. It's something we're fighting for in every single generation. The fact that he was struck Bekaf Yerecho is an allusion to the Pach Shemen, the light of Torah that the Esav, the Yevanim, and Galus Edom wants to extinguish. The battle, therefore, was over control of the oil. Esav sees this world, use it for this world. Enjoy, go into the field, kill people, kill animals, eat, drink, and be merry. Yaakov says the purpose of that oil is for Avodas Hashem. The purpose of the oil is to anoint the Beis Hashem, Beis El. The purpose of the oil is to light the menorah, to do the Chanukah Licht, to bring or into Choshech. So the Umos HaOlam see material goods as an end. Klal Yisrael sees material goods as a means unto an end, the end being Avodas Hashem. And this is all represented in the very material Pach Shemen. What does this have to do with our Mishnah? This is amazing. First of all, I think the whole thing's amazing till now. I don't know if you agree or not, but you know what I think of Torah. I'm going to share with you an insight I never heard before, and I was just very taken by it. The sages note, I don't know where this brought down, but this is amazing. Maybe some of you have heard it before, and it's not a chiddush for you. Remember we began in the Mishnah that said, I literally cannot believe what time it is. You know, sometimes people say literally they don't mean it, I mean it. Okay. We began in the Mishnah that says, "Havezar b'kriya shema b'tefila." Then I took you to the pesukim of the kriya shema. Then we went to the pesukim of Vayishlach. Then we went to the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Chaf Alf Amud Beis. Now we're putting the whole thing together. What does this all have to do with the kriya shema, which is where we started our shir? This is an incredible chiddush that I never heard in my life. V'ahavtas Hashem Elkecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meodecha. Each corresponds to a different one of the avos. Have you heard this? I'm very interested. V'ahavta shemekecha b'chol levavcha corresponds to Avram Avidu. He was so sincere in his love for God with his full heart. He was able to influence the masses around him as well. That's a whole different shir, but you could read the Rambam and you could look at Rashi. Avram Avinu had such an influence because he was so sincere in his heart. The Bnei Ches said he was a prince of God. That after the war of the four kings and the five kings, they anointed him as king over all of them. Because he was sincere, people understood his sincerity, b'chol levavcha, and they anointed him as prince. He was able to influence so many monotheism. V'avta shemekecha b'chol levavcha is Avram. B'chol nafshecha is who? Who is the Akedah? Who is willing to give up his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Yitzchak. And b'chol me'odecha, in context of our shir, you should serve God with all your money, with all your possessions, i.e. take the physicality and make it ruchnius. Oil is not just good for frying donuts for the purpose of eating a donut. Oil is good for bringing the light of Torah to the world, for the Chanukah lecht, for frying schnitzel for Shabbos. Make your gashmius ruchnius. So who's b'chol me'odecha? Yaakov. And where is that symbolized? Shachach pakim kitanim v'chazar aleim. He shows us that you have to serve Hashem with all your gashmis. And really, when you think about the life of Yaakov, it's very true. He was the most gashmistic based of all the three patriarchs, and yet he's the Bechir Shava Avos. He worked for 6 years for his flock. Did you learn the parak lamed alf? You know how much is going on there with the speckled and the dappled and the brown and the white and the sheep are in heat and the rivlets and the water and the sticks and the males mounting the females. I mean, go read the parak. It's total. What's going on here? It's Yaakov Avinu, the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. 6 years. This is what he's doing, mating sheep. Yes, he's very involved in a gosh mystic life. B'chol me'odecha. With all your money, but you use that to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not an end, it's a means to an end. The means being the Gashmius, which I will use to the end being Avodas Hashem. And then after the 6 years with the flock, how does he appease his brother Esav? 550 assorted animals he sends them. That's a lot of animals. And now what does he do here? He goes back for his Pakim Kitanim, which represent a tzaddik utilizes physicality to serve the Ribono Shel Olam and make it ruchnius. So I thought that was amazing. I never heard this. I know the first, the second Mishnah, al shosh advarim olam amir, al torah v'avodah, gmilas chasadim, each one corresponds to one of the patriarchs. I believe we've spoken about that before. Torah corresponds to Yaakov, avodah corresponds to Yitzchak, gmilas chasadim corresponds to Aram. I never heard before. If anyone heard, I'm interested, post it on the chat. It's not a trick question. I'm just very curious. From my own knowledge, did anyone ever hear that in the Kriya Shema, it corresponds to the three patriarchs, and it makes so much sense when you think of their lives. Avram served God b'chol levavcha. Yitzchak served God literally b'chol nafshcha. He was going to be the Akedah. That was it. Vayechu shneim yachdav. He was 37. He wasn't 2 years old. He knew what was going on. And Yaakov Avinu, who's so involved in a life of memoncha, money, materialism, gashmius, teaches us that can be used and elevated to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, which is why he went back for the small jugs, which were small jugs of oil, which is used for Avodas Hashem, which is what the Makkabim and the Chashmonaim fought for so many millennia later. We can now continue with Shira Smiles. Amazing. Oh, someone did hear it before. Very interesting. Okay, I'm very interested. Some people are saying they have heard it before. I never heard it before. I thought it was a tremendous chiddush. We can now better, well, I guess just a chiddush for me because I never heard it before. We can now better understand the struggle for the flasks of oil. Material possessions can be used as having and being a means to a higher end, Yaakov, or as being an end in and of themselves, Esav, the Yavanim, the Misyavnim, and the Galus we are in. Esav's angel misconstrued Yaakov's motivation. He thought Yaakov's coming back for the oil just to enjoy oil. Yaakov is coming back for oil, ultimately to go sanctify the Beis El, the house of God, the Beis HaMikdash, where Gashmius would be used to serve Hashem with Rechnius. That's the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. You take animals, you take birds, you take flour, you take water, you take incense spices, you take oil, you take physicality. You use it for Avodas Hashem. Who anointed the house of Hashem? Yaakov. Because who's the patriarch that serves Hashem b'chol me'odecha, b'chol me'moncha? Yaakov. What does he anoint? Ein zeh kim beis elokim v'zeh shaar shamayim. He's the one who says, this is the house of God. He wakes up, he takes a stone, he pours oil on it. What's he telling all of us? All these gashmis things in this world could be used to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what's represented in the Chanukah lecht. Oil is purely material. But we take it and we elevate it and we make the light of Torah and we make the light of mitzvos in this world. Yaakov fought the angel. And that was a foreshadowing all the way through the Maccabim to fight against their enemy. And by the way, down to us. The Maccabim risked their lives to fight an overwhelming army, just like Yaakov risked his life. He even says it. He calls the name Peniel, Kirai Panim, Kiraim Elokim Ra'ab Elokim Panim El Panim Vatinatzel Nafshi. He says, I almost died, but my soul was saved. He sacrificed for the oil, The Maccabim sacrifice for the oil, and we must sacrifice for the oil. Shachach, when you forget Torah, shachach. Pakim Kitanim, you will find yourself in Choshach, which is exactly what the Ivanim wanted. He was struck Bekaf Yerecho, Chaf Pei, which is an allusion to the Pach, Shamen, Pei, Chaf. Finally, and by the way, it was a much longer piece. I just really cut out what I wanted to share with you. By the time of the Akedah, one more connection between Avraham Yitzchak to Chanukah. By the time of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu tells the two men accompanying him, which Justin tells us is Yishma and Eliezer, you should stay here with the Chamar, Shvu lechem po im haChamar, v'hani v'hanar ne'acha ad, what's the next word? Ko, v'nashuvu aleichem. As they're about to send to Mount Moriah, the site of the future temple, the site where Ruch Gashmius is turned into Ruchnius to serve Hashem, Avraham Avinu says to the lad, Shvu lechem po im hachamar, im hadom el hachamar, va'ani va'anar necha ad ko. What's ko? Chaf hei, what's chaf hei? Chanu b'kaf hei. Me and the lad are going yonder. We are going to the place of Chafei. We're going to the place of the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to Har Moriah. We're being Ola Larego. Literally, Ola Larego, going up with our feet to the site of the Har Moriah, which is the place that Yaakov, some years later, that was Avraham and Yitzchak going ad Ko, and then their son and grandson would also go to that same place and take the very oil that he first forgot, that was in a pach shaman, that he first shachach, because Esav wants to cast us into choshech, and so he was struck in the kaf to try and blot out the pach, but he fought for that pach, and he took the pach back to the place where his father and grandfather did the keda. He too went ad ko, he anointed the house of Hashem, v'nelcha ad ko, v'nishtachaveh. We will go ad ko, an allusion to the 25th of Kislev. It's not amazing. I don't know if you were tired before you came here, not in the mood to come before you came here, but you felt an obligation. Chas v'sham, I don't know, maybe. Maybe you thought you couldn't pay attention anymore tonight. Baruch Hashem. It's amazing. It's mamish amazing. We will go ad ko. And they transferred the koach, mesiras nefesh, for the chaf hei, nashuva ad ko, to their son Yaakov and grandson Yaakov, who transferred it to the Doros Doros. They gave the Maccabim from the house of the Chashmonaim the koach to fight on Ko. And they found their Pach Shemen down all the way to us. Okay, Vezahir b'kriya Shema uvitafila. Next time you say the Kriya Shema, v'ahavta Shema kecha b'chal vavcha, b'chal nafshecha, v'b'chal me'odecha. You understand a little bit deeper what it means and the connection to not only Yaakov Avinu but the Neis Chanukah that Be'ezor Hashem we will celebrate on Chaf Hei Kislev. So we hope that the Neshama of Brian Delea Bas Aharon, Toby Kinzor's mother-in-law, Sham, shall have an aliyah on the Shchus of the Torah that we shared this evening, and that Shlomo Ben Saradina, the grandson of our dear friends Gail Hoffman and Shana Adler, should merit a complete refuah bekarov. He should bring nachas, extended nachas, to his family, Klai Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbat. Oh, this is very important. There is no shir next week. Okay? There is no shir next week. So, Be'ezor Hashem, we resume in 2 weeks. Thank you so much, everybody, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov. Thank you.